This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, here it is on a sunny day in beautiful Eugene, Springfield area, and I assume that it's sunny someplace wherever you are. Yes, it's really, really, I don't know how to explain it. It's so exciting. This morning when I left about 6:30, it was icy and the tires had trouble gripping. And now the sun is shining so brightly, I can't even hardly remember the old of when it was icy. And that's kind of like the theme that we're talking about today. We're talking about healing. When we have the pain, when we have the depression, when we have whatever dis-ease that we have, once it's been cured and we have returned to our original state, it's like, I can't even remember. I can't even remember how painful that arthritis was. I can't even remember when I broke my leg. I can't even remember when I had an accident. It's like everything has been brought back to perfection in the original form. So this whole, the day that I do my show, I spend a lot of time getting ready for it, pulling cards, any divination tool, sitting in meditation. And so the theme today is being powerful as a healer. Do you remember when you were a kid or even now when you fall down, the first thing you do is you grab it and you hold on to it. And it's almost as if that is going to be the healing component. It is the hands, of course. We've got energy coming out of our hands, especially if you do Reiki or any kind of energy work. Well, there's other kinds of energy work too, which is spirit work. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And my guest, Ray Dawn, is going to be coming in about another 20 minutes. And first, I want to kind of lay the groundwork and the platform for all of this. I had seemed to have talked to a lot of people lately about, because I'm in this huge transition. I'm going through old papers of for the last 25 years when I did actually healing work and channeling and all of that in San Francisco Bay Area. And then I moved to Mount Shasta. And of course, this is the energy center, very much like Machu Picchu, connecting those two. And that's what some of the work that I did. And now here in Eugene, I'm going back through, it's like a revisiting of everything that I've done when I first began my work in 1984, the 5th of May, and who's counting, but that was when I started taking my first class. Well, those who are poo-pooing the concept that someone could actually facilitate realignment of cells, clearing the blood, causing tissues to stop growing, of getting to the root cause of any illness, depression, anything that takes us out of balance. And that's really what's happening. It's out of balance, out of control. So during certain connections to God, to Source, all that is, there is an interchange that facilitates all of the above, of having things or dis-ease, or whatever's going on, to return to its original state. Which is, for the majority of people, when they are born, you are born perfect. Well, it's perfect in that this is what you agreed to come in with. For those who come in with a heart defect, this is only my philosophy. You come in with that karma, that you're going to complete something. So, getting back to this interchange that facilitates, some people do this with the voice, with music, with toning, some with the Reiki hands or whatever energy that comes through you. Some do the healing with pure intention of seeing the person in their original or former state of health, wealth, and happiness. Jesus was one of the ultimate healers, as far as I can tell. And, of course, we have many new healers that are coming in, and especially the indigo children, the children coming in that have full memory of whatever they have done in past lifetimes to be able to bring themselves back into that state of perfection. Now, as you're doing this, it's so important to see yourself humbly as that facilitator. It is not you doing the work. You're not one doing the healing. It is Spirit coming through you. Source, God, Goddess, all that is, whoever, that higher power that you have allowed to come through, you're the one who's the facilitator. And many times I've heard people, I'm a healer. Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, well, if Source or God decides to pull the plug on that, you're not. It is, and very much true of the shamans that I worked with in Peru. They were so humble. They used the coca leaves to instead of using tarot cards, they would use the coca leaves to see. They would cast a reading with the leaves. I use the cards. Other people use information coming through them. Whatever it is, it's you get out of the way so that you're an open channel. I have seen this, and I've experienced it quite often, where others around want to negate your ability. Yeah, sure, I'm here because my husband sent me here, or my wife sent me here, and this isn't going to work. Well, it's probably not. However, I have noticed when I can bring you to that state of relaxation, where your ego is gone and your negativity is gone, that there's an opening for you to relax and allow Spirit to come through. To stay pure in thought and in deed. When I first began doing this work, my husband would quite often, just before someone would come in for a session, he'd come in and he would say, why, no money, blah, blah, blah. And of course, it would take extra work to bring myself back into alignment. When you're doing the work, you make sure that others around you are in alignment or not to get around you, because it interferes with the mind chatter. You may get so excited about something you've just found out about. And, of course, you're going to share it with everyone. And, of course, when you share that secret too soon, and I say secret, it gives others an opportunity to make comments and to put a shadow on whatever you are so excited about. Now, when I think of healing, of course, I often think of cancer. I've had a lot of relatives, and I'm sure you have others who have passed with cancer. But there are other more subtle things, such as depression. I don't know that that's subtle, but stress, grief, loss of career, relationships, being out of balance or out of control. That's just a few of the things. So I looked up healing. I didn't find too much, and it's about curing somebody or something or of becoming well. That kind of says quite a bit about it. So I went to the tarot cards. Of course, I used the Crowley deck. And the four cards that I selected, now you can, if you have a situation and you would like to check out what's going on with that, of course, all of the cards are for you. I don't care. You can have all of them. And in particular, it's important, I like to make it like a game, but it's not a game, but you pick one of the four cards. Number one, card number one, card number two, card number three, card number four. And of course, I'm going to ask my guest, who, keeping my fingers crossed, is listening, and she's going to pick one of the numbers, and she's writing it down right now. And she's going to pick a number for me, because I know which one of the cards there is here. So I don't get to know until she comes on which number, card number one, number two, number three, or number four, which one she picked. Kind of fun, huh? All right, so we'll find out which card she picked and which one she picked for me. Maybe she picked the same one. Who knows? Okay, here we go. The first card. And this kind of nails it as far as talking about what is the dis-ease. It's a five of swords. And that is defeat. That's mental defeat. Of course, when someone has a situation where either they've been made wrong or they tried to make everything else wrong or whatever the disease is. It could be cancer, you find out, and oh my gosh, do you go into a place? So this card is Venus in Aquarius. These are qualities that exist to cause disease or out of balance. On the card, there are five swords that are up, and it forms a five-pointed star, which is upside down. So everything, when we have a situation, it turns upside down. Now, upside down reminds me of some of the boxes I'm sorting through, because I am no longer going to carry around all of these flyers and pamphlets that I've created for the last 27, 28 years. So I'm dumping them upside down, and I'm going through, and I said, on the left-hand side is what I'm keeping, and the right-hand side, shred immediately. So it's upside down, which of course brings in chaos and lack of identity, and I'm just right here with it. Of course, I get emotional about it. It's the mental imbalance in this card which reveals the fear, and it's like walking on cracked glass. On the subconscious level, we do feel it coming in, because intentionally I've dumped the boxes upside down. And here are some of the symptoms that you may experience. Fear of loss. Loss of control. You're going to lose something. And that's A. B is old wounds from the past are being reopened. I notice this a lot. C is being out of harmony and out of balance, upside down, not able to really explain who you are. D is no renewal or no energy. It's like you're stagnant and you're not moving forward until you've processed whatever is going on. E is feeling vulnerable. I know that I can't move out of this situation at the present time. And sometimes you feel like there's no hope in that. And just to know that there is. And then comes victimhood. Feeling that you're the victim of other people's situation or whoever or whatever they're going through. And maybe it's your own. And all of these, of course, represent the dis-ease and being upside down and out of control, having everything kind of moving into chaos where you don't know whether your head is up or down or around. So that's the first situation. If you pick number one, that's perfect, because now you're aware that there is something in there and to go inside and to really look at it. Card number two. Number 17 of the major arcana, which means this is one of the 22 major cards that were created. It's the star card. If you happen to be born on the 17th of the month, this card is also for you. It is an Aquarius card. Ha ha! Second card in Aquarius, and here we are in Aquarius. So this is about looking at new sources, willingness to look deep within to gain a clear vision of what caused the number one, what caused the defeat, what caused the dis-ease, what caused any and all of the things I just mentioned. At some level, we know exactly what it or when it, whatever it is, began on the spiritual level. And it moves to the emotional, then to the mental, and then to the physical. It shows up somehow on the spiritual level. The thing to look at is to trust in yourself, in the divine, in the Almighty. Not everyone has the same belief system. It could be that wise one within, the higher self. It could be God. It could be Goddess, all that is. Source, whoever and whatever your higher power is, that's what you're being asked to trust. This is cosmic inspiration of the highest nature, and it is being received because you're asking for it. And it's made manifest on the physical plane. So whatever came in and showed up on the physical level, depression, all of the things that I mentioned, the imbalance, you have the capacity to connect to source and to bring this energy in to bring balance back in. So connecting to the spiritual level. And I can take you into a place where you just, from your heart chakra or from the bottom of your feet all the way, just moving your energy all the way up to the top of your head, connecting to source. Just allow yourself to breathe up from the bottom of your feet, or actually from the center of the earth. The center of the earth, you're bringing the energy up to the crown chakra. Of course, you're stopping at each chakra if you know the chakra system, all the way up to connect to God or to source or to whoever, Jesus or Mother Mary, any higher power. As you're connecting to that, now you're going to bring your energy all the way back down through the crown chakra. Let's just stop in the pineal gland in the center of the brain cavity. That's the psychic center, the healing center. We're going to activate that whole area of healing, whatever you're experiencing right now. You're being fully open to the input from guidance, from spirit. You're allowing this divine healing energy to move through your entire body, to every cell, to every part of the DNA. In fact, this will activate the DNA. Your soul is screaming, it's asking this return to balance and original perfection. And one of the quotes, "I unconditionally love and support my original being just the way I am in all my magnificence." Continuing on, giving yourself up to this newly freed spirit within without having anyone, you're not telling other people what's going on, because that, again, that's your secret. It has power in the form of the secret. You've got all this energy that's here now. And this is about bringing balance, about telling the cells, if there's cancer involved, to stop reproducing. To let go of any ego, any fear that whatever it is going to lose control. Using your creative power of imagination and your connection to an all-encompassing consciousness is showing me the way to realize my ideas and perfect health. So many potential ways of utilizing this power. Pretty cool, huh? I always like to give something that you can take home from this reading. So that was number two. Number three, if you pick number three, it's the Six of Wands. See, it's kind of going in sequence. First it shows all of the symptoms to let you know what it could be. And then the star says, let's reach higher. Let's go for higher inspiration, higher power to come in and activate that healing part, because we can heal ourselves. Like I said, when you trip over something, you grab your knee, you grab your elbow, especially when you bang it, you hit that crazy bone, and you grab it. And sometimes you lick, if you have access, like if something happens to a finger, you'll lick it. And that saliva many times contains a healing component there. So the Six of Wands, victory. Oh, yes. Everything is turned towards center. This is Jupiter in Leo. Now, Jupiter is about expansion, good luck, combined with the creativity of Leo. This is a major breakthrough. Following this formula, I am so confident that you're going to be able to utilize this for anything that may be going awry. Breakdown is when we find out we have something going on that is not pleasing to us. And then breakthrough is when we allow spirit to come in and to assist us. And this is all about loving, which is this binding energy that turns everything towards center. Cool, huh? If you have this deck, you might want to pull the Six of Wands, the most beautiful violet. And of course, violet is about that flame, the violet flame of the I Am. And if you have been around Mount Shasta, you're going to know this immediately. Others may not know that yet. Number four card, the Three of Wands, is virtue. We all have the virtue within us. This is the sun in Aries. Now, Aries is the pioneer, and it is the first zodiac sign. It is about new beginnings. Now that you've identified this, now you're going to be putting your energy into creating the new, because the old wasn't able to find a place to land, because you're clearing it out. So you're putting all of your energy into supporting this creativity, this imaginal realm of that you are perfect. And you're bringing balance into the body and the soul. Very important to go into the stillness, to connect with that source. So I hope you listen to this over and over again. That's why you'll find this on the archives, not only at bbsradio.com. You'll also find it on my website, judithconradradio.com. And maybe you may be listening on judithconradradio.com. A quote I would like to add here from Michael J. Tamura, who also is from Mount Shasta. He has a book called You Are the Answer, page 124. Ask yourself, what is the purpose, the meaning, or value of where I am and what I am doing right now? Step out of all expectations and return to the present, because that's where you're going to find the meanings, not in the past or in the future. So being very present, asking yourself, what is the purpose, what is the meaning, what is the value of where I am and what I'm doing right now? If you are in this place of dis-ease, of any of the conditions that I mentioned from the Five of Swords, that things happen for a reason. Maybe we're just moving along, we're grooving, we're thinking we're just perfect and all this, and all of a sudden something happens. They're asking for a shift in something. They, meaning God or Spirit, because when you're listening with all ears, and that does not just mean the two ears that we have on the outside of our head, but all of the ears within to hear, to taste, to touch, to feel, to see, because signs are showing up all over the place, especially now with what's going on. 2012, the energy. Can you feel this energy amping up? Oh, you bet. You have the capacity to bring yourself to happiness, to wealth, whatever you would like. And others... This comes from Don Miguel Ruiz. It says, even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Maybe you have an agreement with them that you were to plug them in somehow, you just were told to do something. Perhaps it was out of character. I don't know. It's just there. All right. So I'm excited to find out whether you have some input about these four cards, about the being powerful as a healer, whether you are a healer. And I'm going to call in my guest, Ray Dawn, to come in, and we're going to have a great conversation. I am ready for Ray Dawn, and she's going to get a call very soon on Skype and going to join me, and here she is. Hi, Ray Dawn. Are you ready? So I'm excited to find out whether you have some input about these four cards, about the being powerful as a healer. Hello, Ray Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Did you have a chance to listen to the first part of the program?
I sure did, and I was writing down right when you were talking about writing down.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool. So, Ray Dawn, you're living now in Mount Shasta.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And you just moved from Sedona how long ago?
This will be my third winter, so about 2 years. Been here in Shasta.
Didn't realize you've been there so long.
Yeah.
Okay, I left a year before you got there.
Ah, okay. Overlay.
Yeah, right, almost. Which one of the cards did you pick for yourself, and which one did you pick for me?
Well, you know, it's funny because I picked number 4 for both of us.
I knew that was going to happen. Don't you remember I said she'll probably pick the same one for both of us? So yep. That's a 3 of Wands. What did you get out of that?
I really loved your whole reading. I mean, boy, was that spot on about healing. And with, you know, from the 5 of Swords and then pulling in the strength of the Star and then, you know, coming into the victory and the breakthrough and then, you know, setting forth into the new beginnings, the pioneer, and coming into balance. I just thought it was really great. And I think that it's so important, all those steps. But I thought it was pretty cool that I picked, before I knew, you know, what it was, that 3 of Wands for both of us, because I think that's where we're at.
Well, I just talked to Nano today, a mutual friend in Mount Shasta, and she said, you know, the two of you, your readings are so similar. Because she's had readings from both of us. And she said, yeah. Now, for the benefit of the audience, and I do have some folks who do business, and I always like to clarify, what is a reading as far as you're concerned and as far as you've experienced with other folks?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always different. You know, everybody has their own flavor, their own way that they're working with spirit, with their own intelligence and consciousness. And for me, you know, my work is kind of a hybrid. I do, I call it, you know, I do energy work and information, but it all works together because, you know, there's so many layers to it, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I do like a tune in. I do a heart link at the beginning to connect to spirit, to the earth, and back into the heart. And it was really beautiful what you were doing earlier with that, helping bringing in the healing energies. And then I start tuning in, and sometimes I'll work with beings that have crossed over or spirit guides or just your own soul energy or your body. And mainly my focus, I really like to help find any blocks or anything that's making you feel, you know, that you can't move forward in your life, you know. And but then I've had readings done from other people, and it's been more information based. Like if you get a technical reading, you know, it'll be more intuition or you know, things coming in from the mental way. You know, does that make sense? Yeah,
makes sense to me. Yes.
Yeah.
I never know when someone sits across from me or I'm calling on the telephone. You know, in the moment, and you know, mm-hmm. here again, we're in the now.
Right.
At which of the skills are going to come in?
Mm-hmm.
So to label the skills that you possess, mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about, you know, tapping into those who've crossed over. I heard you mention that. Mm-hmm. Past lifetimes. Tell me which of the skills that you, I would say, your top 3 or top 5.
Okay. I'd say, you know, the skill first off is healing. I mean, because I really love that, to connect in to my own energy of healing, to my own center, my own core, and I'm kind of holding that space, and then I'm connecting into the other person and bringing in helping them tap into their own energy of healing, right? Because we're all our own healers, just like you were talking about.
Yes.
And so that's my forefront. That's the top thing, number one. Mm-hmm. Number 2 would be then connecting in with information to help you where you are in the moment of, a lot of times, you know, life path moving forward, where, you know, some people ask questions about career, health, and all that kind of stuff. And giving people, you know, that information to help them see the larger picture of like what's going on in their life, from the past to the future. And, also then with that, I'd say like the third one is, tapping into where you're holding energy, where the energy stuck, blocks. You know, we all have these kind of, you know, I call it like contracts or belief systems, and they're like these little, when I read your field, you know, I could see where they are, and we might not be conscious of them, or we can be conscious of them. They can be into the subconscious, but there's these patterns that keep getting recreated in your life that might not be very comfortable. And what I really love to do is help go to the source of where that came in on your field, where you agreed that that was what reality was, and then it kind of seals it in. And so I think when you can unravel some of those things, then you can get clear into your own source power, your own flow of energy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. So, that's pretty much, I guess, where it's all coming from, how it all
right,
works.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of the intuitive, a lot of the left brain, right brain coming in to balance what's going on with a person.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Some people call me like a navigator or like a symphony, like leading orchestra conductor or something, because, you know, I'm just weaving in and out, and I'm still like, you know, it's kind of like channeling too, because I'm consciously talking to you and telling you things, but then I'm also like doing energy work and all this other stuff. So there's a lot of layers going on, you know.
I had the opportunity of experiencing one of her sessions. Wonderful, wonderful. And one of the things that she told me at the very end was about, instead of being the Lone Ranger, is to work in groups and be part of, you know, maybe other healers, that instead of just doing it by myself. And I, of course, have an Aries South Node, which is that knight in shining armor that went out there all by herself or himself.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Libra, which is my North Node, which is to work in groups, which I, that's my challenge. Because I would prefer, you know, let me just do it myself.
The pioneer, you know.
Yeah, that would be me. I'd like to invite any of the listeners, if you would like to call in, and with a question or without a question, and Ray Dawn and I will tap into what's going on with you if you'd like to have that happen. I think that would be very beneficial for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we will just continue teaching and sharing experiences. We know that you perhaps have questions and would like to share what's going on with you, so we may help you. And you know, you have the numbers either on my website or on BBS Radio, so that you could call in, and you can also use Skype and take advantage of having two of us on the radio together here. Okay, well, I never know whether people are going to call in or not. So, could you share, until someone calls in, could you share a little bit of some of the work that you've done in the past, let's say in Sedona, where you came from?
Mm-hmm. In Sedona, you know, really, it's quite interesting how this all kind of came about. I mean, I had an awakening in 92, but it was on the back burner. You know, I was really into reading a lot of things, channeling and different things, but I wasn't really, you know, discussing that with a lot of people. I got my art degree and all this kind of stuff, and did different kind of things in my life, got into film and was doing that. And then I ended up really being called to go to Sedona. I've been there about two or three other times, and the energy there was really clear for me. I felt like I was in touch with myself more and that kind of thing. So I just decided to go, my boyfriend and I, and we went, and then, you know, it was really tough at first, talking about Mount Shasta or Machu Picchu and different vortex energies. You know, it was tough. It was like everything that was in the closet, you know, here it is. And
yeah.
Right at you. Right?
Hello, right between the eyes.
I mean, it took me like 6 months. I mean, I was just like, I didn't even know what I was doing in my life. Major breakdown of everything, you know, just like you're talking about with the cards, all that. And so then I just, this channel that I had loved and read a lot, Lisa Royal Holt, she was going to do a workshop. She never comes to Sedona. She'd been 30 years, and she was going to do a workshop right down the street from me. And so I decided to go. And that just, I mean, I went home, and I was seeing images of whales, and this stuff started coming through, and I was like, whoa. What's going on here? And so then it led me to really start taking a lot of classes at this healing center. I took a writer's workshop and shamanic stuff. And then I learned this energy modality, which is called IET. It's integrative energy therapy. And it's about getting the issues out of the tissues and like where we store stuff in our bodies from past life trauma or anything. And I tell you, man, I had some experiences on there going through the all the different, it's kind of like Reiki, you know, you go to the master level. And I had past life stuff. I mean, all this stuff that was not real to me at all. It like broke through. And I had some major healings and major connections to spirit. And then through that, I spontaneously started to channel. And that kind of happened too. And this was only about 3.5 to 4 years ago. And since then, my life has totally changed. You know, I see now that those techniques and all the studying that I did, it was about almost 2 years of studying, you know, Akashic records and channeling, all this different kind of stuff. That was really the basis for me, for what I do now. And then it's developed through a lot of inner initiations, you know, working with, it was like some years there where I was just working with different beings and they were helping me to open my heart, release the shielding on my heart, you know, and work through many different things. And it's been quite a journey to get to here. Yeah.
I would imagine.
You know.
Sounds like mine. Mine was in 1984.
Okay.
When I first started doing this. So I've been doing this a long time. And yet, every year at all times, I feel like I'm being reborn again into – well, let's take this to a deeper level, or I don't know. It just seems to shift. So it's pretty cool. So then you came to what caused you to consider coming to Mount Shasta?
Oh, that's a pretty funny story, too.
I want to hear that story.
Okay. So, you know, it was like I was feeling that the time was getting to be finished at Sedona. I didn't know exactly what was next, what was going to happen. And my boyfriend and I, he did all the energy work that I did, too. And so we both were kind of feeling that, but we didn't know. And literally we get this call from the people we rented from. We're like, you've got 30 days. We're selling the house. You've got to go. And so we were like, wow, what are we going to do? And you know, they were like, oh, we'll help you get another place in Sedona. And it just didn't feel right. And so all these things started popping up about Mount Shasta. Literally then, like the next day, this lady called me, my first client that I had in Sedona, this healing center. I ended up working there too. She said, hey, I'm in Mount Shasta. And it was for like 999 or something, you know. And yeah, and she was on top of the mountain, and she started talking to me about Indiana Jones, and there's this little kid that's dressed up Indiana Jones. And that was a big thing for me, because that movie, the third one, where he jumps, he has to step out, you know, and finds the bridge, and it's there, he's got trust. Well, it was that kind of thing. I was like, okay, something's going on with Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
And so we started hearing all these different things. It was coming up. People, we had a garage sale. They were like, oh, we live in Mount Shasta. You're going to love it. We're just visiting here. I'm like, okay. You know how synchronicities happen. But the topper was, we were like, okay, we really need a physical sign where, you know, I'm getting them in my inner messages, and that's good, but I want a physical sign too. And so we decided, about a week to make the decision, we decided to go up to Flagstaff, and there's these lava tubes, these caves. And so we went up there on this hike, and we're walking around, and we go into this tube, and down in the bottom of there is this old rusty can that it was totally rusted out. It was still closed, like somehow it leaked, you know, the fluid out, but it said Shasta on it. And, you know, when there was another one, too, in case we didn't go in there, it was on the outside. So there was two of them. And it was like, you know what? Okay, let's go for it. We literally just packed up everything and came here not knowing anybody. It was pretty amazing.
And there was a lady, her name is just not coming to me. She ran the Jessie. She was at the Golden Bough for years, and she had come from Sedona.
Ah.
Yeah. So she sold that, and it's now some kind of a other store there in Mount Shasta. But I love to hear stories. In fact, I encourage Linda Held from the Mount Shasta Urban Health to write a story of what brought people to Mount Shasta and what pushed them out.
Right, Right. And it's so true. There's actually like a PBS, you know, a local station show that is like, well, you know, what brings you to Mount Shasta? And everybody's got a story. I mean, so many people talk about, you know, their car breaking down, their tires went out, and then they had to stay, and then they ended up moving here or staying. You know, it's just the mountain pulls you in here for sure.
Right. And when you're through,
yeah,
you're through, and then it's time to go.
That's so true on the other end of it, too. And I've questioned that many times, but it's still staying for now. So
yeah. I lived there 6 years, and I thought I was going to live there forever.
Wow. Okay.
But it was not to be, and so that's when I moved to Mount Shasta, and Eugene. It happened so quickly in one week.
Wow.
1 week. We just got the inspiration to – we came up here, found the place, went back, quit everything because I was president of the MCTV of the board, and just started packing. My friends came in, and within 1 week, Monday to Monday, we were in this place up here in Eugene.
Wow. Just like that. That's what it does. It brings you in, and then you're gone. Wow.
Right. And so let's look at by the way, for those people who just tuned in, we have two healers on the radio here, myself and Ray Dawn. We would encourage you, if you'd like to call in and let both of us take a look at what's going on, please feel free to use any of the call numbers, and we'd love to be able to address anything that's going on with you. Mm-hmm. All right. So in the meantime, I want to know, what's your favorite part of Mount Shasta? What you love to do there?
Mm-hmm. I'd say that I really like the energy here. Overall, it's really nice. You know, coming from Sedona, it was just deserty. I enjoyed that, but it was really dry, you know. And after a while, I just really like water. And coming here, you know, and Sedona's a different energy. It's very intense there, but it's a little more scattered or different kind of energy intersections going on. Here, it's kind of more balanced for me, but with the male and female. Even the mountain, you know, you've got Shasta and Shastina, you know, the male is a little bigger than the female. And it's also really nice, the nature here. The water is, you just drink it out of the faucet. I mean, that just blew me away. Go get it down at the, you know, I'm like, it's coming out of the mountain, and I can just grab it with a jug. Okay. So it's really nice. And I love that. I love to go take hikes around like Lake Siskiyou, and I just really like to hike a lot and do things that are in tune with nature. It's really nice. But it can be, you know, you have to kind of, if you need to go get supplies and stuff, sometimes you got to go down to Redding or up
to Hey, that was no box stores in Mount Shasta, and I helped with that. I hope you never have them, because it's so wonderful, the quaintness of the city.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and little downtown and everything, and it's a really nice community too. I mean, people, you feel that people are want to help each other, and there's a lot of neat projects that get started here, you know, with helping the community, with grants, with money, just different things like that. And you know, it's really inspiring. People care a lot about the children and the teenagers and helping them out and doing different art things. There's a lot of that too. There's a little art community too. There's things going on with that. I like to go do things like that too. It's nice.
I noticed that Paula Reynolds was just hired by the Art and Siskiyou Art Council to work for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, on Facebook, sometimes I know more than some of my good friends in Mount Shasta.
I bet. Keep up.
So in the beginning of May, there's the WESAC celebration, and I'm considering coming down to that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one too. I've been to it a little bit, but I haven't been to the whole thing. But you know, that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
When I first came up from the Bay Area, that's when I'm looking at his books. I'm see if I can see him. There used to be thousands of people that would come in from Brazil.
Wow.
And it was so well attended. People from Europe came in, and then the Oh, my name, my mind's slipping. I can't remember the gentleman who started it.
That's right. I don't know either. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tall, skinny man.
Uh-huh.
And he passed away, and then Dawn Fazend, I can never pronounce her last name,
right.
She took it over, and it's being built back up again, and I understand that this year there will be the Crystal Skulls, which that will be very interesting. And one of the 13 skulls will be coming, and the name of that skull is Einstein.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So that's something very interesting. I think if those people are interested in coming up and getting your feet wet with the, you know, finding out what Mount Shasta is all about, please feel free to come up. Now, do you work primarily out of your home, or do you have a location that you go and do work out of?
Yeah, I do both. I'm actually at my office right now. I just got this office in October, and it's right off the interstate. It's right downtown. It's great. It's just a little, my own little space, and I can do sessions. And I do most by appointment. And then I do a lot on Skype and phone, that I'd say even more than in person, but we'll see, you know, once the summer comes, it gets really busy, but I love having a space, and then I can always, I could do, you know, some in, at home too as well. I have that, I could do both, which is nice, but, yeah.
And again, for those people who just tuned in, I never know, people come, people go.
Right.
Always throw the invitation out if you'd like to call in. And because people don't call in doesn't mean that they're not listening out there. Some people are very shy. In fact, I never call into radio programs.
I know, me too. I wanted to.
Well, you just did.
You're right.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that maybe someday you'll have your own radio program, and they have a great television station over there.
Mm-hmm.
You might consider having a program.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved being on TV down there.
I didn't know you did that. So you were at MCTV 15?
Yeah, Channel 15, MCTV, right? Quick as I arrived, I went over and said, I've done TV. Any chance of having a program? Well, first of all, they got me on the board right away.
Okay, right.
To do programming, and it was wonderful. Todd Corey, I don't know if you met him, was on the board. Audra Gibson, John Cumming, all of these people from Mount Shasta were involved in that, and I don't know whether they're still doing it, but it's a wonderful, it's out at the college of the Siskiyous.
Yes, they are still there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I actually was on Arthur Day's show. He's the one that has the when I was talking about the being on that show here, he does that all about, like, what brought you to Mount Shasta, you know.
Oh, he's doing it.
Crazy stories.
I remember, yes, he's been on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a birthday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so cool. We know all the same people.
I know. And they're still there. I'm not, but I still feel so connected.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering that. Do you feel that you'd ever move back here, or what do you think about that?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah?
But it's not time to do that.
That's right.
I have a role here in the community. You know, there are so many networking groups that I belong to, and so I'm pretty active in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean, Eugene's different. It's bigger, a lot bigger, you know. A lot more different things going on. But I saw that you're involved with a lot of the different community and the business associations and stuff like that. That's great. What's it like there with the way people feel about, like, intuitive readings or, you know, spirituality and stuff? What's it like there?
Well, it's a pretty laid-back town, and they're very much into the readings, meditation, a lot of healers up here. At first when I got here, I associated more with them. And then the business community kind of embraced me. And so that's when I started doing the radio on Cumulus and 1320 AM. And then all of a sudden they were asking me to help train some of the folks for radio programs.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. That's exciting though too. I mean, it's that's fun, you know, doing your own shows and everything. It's really neat.
It is, and that's why I want to encourage you to do something like that. And, of course, BBS Radio is, for me, a perfect platform. And Mm-hmm. Just seems to be the place where I want to be.
Very nice. Love it.
Okay. Well, I don't know why they're not calling in, but they, you know, a lot of people will also be tuning into the archives.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking what I'd like to do is have both of us do some kind of work for a person who decides they're going to tune into the archives. Mm. They can do my four cards, mm-hmm. or they can do information. Let's do four pieces of information. Mm. Any way that you want to bring in, like number one point for healing, number two, number three, or number four. So let's go back and forth on this. Is that, okay. I hope I didn't put you on the spot too much.
Hey, we can wing it. I love it.
I know. All right. So let's, you want to take number one or you want me to do it?
You go first.
Okay. Of course, I always go to my cards.
Okay.
But maybe not. Let's see what information. Okay, we're asking for information for the first person who's thinking about some situation in their life. They're going to make a transition. They're going to be doing a major career change, and they would like some information. Let's just throw this out. They need information for a career change, or maybe moving from an area, from one area to the other, where Spirit says, we need you now, we need you, and it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to throw out.
Okay.
So we're both going to address the same situation. So my piece of information is Queen of Wands, which is before you consider going, you're listening, and the knower of the self, let's look at what skills you bring to the table to be able to do this change and to really, like I'm doing the sorting mm-hmm. of different flyers, brochures. So what I'm saying to the ones who are considering moving or a career change is let's take a self-evaluation and take a look at what your skill set is, what you're doing now that you don't want to do.
Hmm.
Okay, now you go for it.
Yeah, that's really good, you know, bringing it back in. You know, when I talk about, because I get so many different people that come with a question just like that. And it's like the first thing I think that's really good to do too, I mean, the second thing, is to, is you're evaluating, like you said, the what you're good at and what, clearing the external, evaluating your abilities and your doing the things that you do on the external, your skills and all that, bringing it back in to the heart, to within yourself, and really getting more in tune with that clear listening. I think it's kind of what you were starting to talk about, but listening to the reasons why you want the career change. So, going even deeper into, yes, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling I want this career change and, what else you said, to move to another place. But going in deeper and maybe asking yourself, following the threads through of why do I really want that change? Is it about the change externally, or is it something within me that is needing to be released or cleared that's holding me back from my dreams or my career or moving to another space? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got only a couple minutes left. We just got going on this. Yeah. So. Whoever is checking in on the archives, this is definitely information for all of you. So we have a couple minutes left. Let's have you go ahead and give your information, how they can contact you. If they'd like a reading or a session with you, very reasonable. So let's have you give that information up.
Sure. Thank you. You can go to my website. It's www.raydawn.com. That's raydawn.com, and it talks a little about myself, and I have all the sessions on there and the rates and everything. And you can also email me at raydawn@me.com, or you could call me. I still have the Sedona area code. It's 928-274 8600. And I do sessions an hour. And, yeah, check it out. That'd be great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and so it's raydawn.com. Mm-hmm. And raydawn@meme.com.
Correct.
There's no dot in between there. This is all one word. raydawn@meme.com. And then the telephone number is 928-274-8600. And you can listen to the archives of our interview, and maybe you'll be the one next one moving to Mount Shasta, and you get to hang out with Ray Dawn. And so we're just at the end of the program. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you so much. It was a blessing.
All right. Thank you, Ray Dawn. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.